It is 8:07. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg, and a happy Thursday and a beautiful sunny Thursday.
It is going to be a beautiful day, well, with the exception of some rain and thunderstorm chances coming up here later on this afternoon. But we need the rain, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Could always use some rain as long as it's not heavy. It's a good day to talk about road construction, Kay Winkleman. We have Iowa Department of Transportation's Pete Helmstead joining us via a phone line this morning. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Chris and Kay.
Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Thanks. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. It's awesome.
Of course, a lot of construction going on. Still near Floyd. I know we had that detour yesterday. Thanks a lot for giving us a heads up on that. How did that go, and what was it for again?
It went well. We have on the, this was for the west end of the project where traffic kind of comes into the head-to-head area there. There is a crash cushion there, and it's there to absorb any hits to make sure that they are as minimal as possible. And it did get hit last week, so we had to do a little bit of adjusting on it. And we were able to do that yesterday for a short period of time. We scheduled it for after the morning rush and for before the afternoon rush, so we could affect traffic as little as possible. Got it done, and everything's back open and running again.
So on that note, Pete, how have things been going during this project as far as accidents are concerned, people slowing down? Has there been any major problems?
I don't think there's been anything major, not that I have heard of anyway. I don't care if it's a one-week project or a obviously multi-year intense project like the one at Floyd, you are always going to have people who unfortunately will be driving faster than they should or being distracted and that. But overall, from everything I know out there, things have gone well, which is wonderful. Now, we don't want anybody to let their guard down. That work zone is going to be there probably, well, no doubt, until into mid to late November. So we'll, once that's done, we'll get it open for the winter months, then we'll be back at it next spring.
All right, good deal. Now, let's go ahead and talk about other area projects around the area. Maybe there's some wrapping up about to begin. Can you give us an update on those?
We don't really have any in your area about to begin. We have really been moving ahead. You know, the projects, I guess the one that might affect you the most is in Oshin, where they are doing the work downtown. This project is moving ahead again. It's one of those projects with it's very labor intense. This is Oshin and Castalia. We're going to be resurfacing, and it also involves sidewalk work, driveway work. So they're pretty much done with that in Castalia, the sidewalk and driveway work. Oshin, they're finishing up downtown right now. And then in a few weeks, the crews will hopefully be back in and resurfacing the highway through there. So that's moving ahead. Other than that, I guess maybe the Highway 9 project over Interstate 35 near Hanlontown, that bridge deck overlay is getting close. That should be open possibly late next week, if not hopefully the week after. So many of these things depend on when you get down to the finishing touches, you have subcontractors that come in to do this more or less specialty work, and you have to work around their schedule. We have to work around our schedule when the prime contractor gets done. So a lot of it's scheduling, but things are moving ahead. We're turned the page into August. And when you do that, you start looking ahead and time starts running out. The days get shorter and everything. So we're in good shape right now, and hopefully that continues.
Sure. Talk a little bit about the process the DOT goes through to determine what road projects you guys undertake or how you prioritize those projects.
Sure. We have highway maintenance supervisors. You know, in our 19-county area, we have 17 shops. Now, most of all except for down in Waterloo, we only have one supervisor for one shop there. But otherwise, like in the Charles City area, that shop supervisor has the Charles City, Osage, and New Hampton shops. But anyway, all these guys know these roads like the back of their hand. And we go out with them, our design staff does, every year, and look at roads, see what concerns they have. We have staff meetings where we look at what roads need to be prioritized, and that can go anything from condition to the amount of traffic it sees. Then we start making decisions on what treatments they need. Do they need to be just come in with a patching project where you do the worst of it? Do you come in, do you resurface it, or does it need to be completely reconstructed? So we make those decisions. We send it down to our staff in Ames. They put together a five-year program. They prioritize all the projects, look at what money we have coming in. That program then gets presented to the Iowa Transportation Commission during their May meeting every year. They look at it, and then they more or less approve that project, or excuse me, that program in June of every year. So then we have the main projects for the next 5 years approved in June, and that's the process in a very, very, very small nutshell.
Okay. What about, do you ever have conversations with county secondary road departments? For example, Floyd County engineer Jacob Page, do you ever talk with him, discuss things?
Hey, don't say anything too bad yet, Pete. I'm here in studio.
Oh, Jacob. We're familiar with Jacob.
Surprise!
How have you been, Pete?
Doing well. How are you, Jacob?
That's good. I'm doing well as well.
Good. Kids and wife doing well?
Yeah, yes. Not always sleeping through the night, but we're getting through it.
We are
up early, or you haven't gone to bed yet.
Yeah, a little combination there.
So yeah. We're doing a flip-a-rooney here, but we want you on air too with us, Pete, because we are going to talk to Jacob as well. But we wanted you to be able to join in. So as Chris is, are you settled, Chris?
I'm wired. I'm wired now.
You are wired. Yeah. Okay. All this time that we've been talking to you, Pete, we've been juggling headphones and trying to get this all organized quickly. So now we're all three on air together. So I'm going to let Chris take over.
It's a big old reunion, Pete. Yeah. Surprise. But go ahead and talk about 511IA. I know that's a big resource for state projects and really local, too.
It is. It's a great resource. And if you're doing any traveling, you know, now with school starting out again, check your routes that you're going to be driving, your kids are going to be driving. If you're going to be traveling, maybe getting in a quick weekend getaway before school starts, or maybe you want to get away for Labor Day, 511IA.org will let you know all the construction projects going on in the state. There is a link to a site as well that gets you to the local projects. Now, not every county in the state uses it as thoroughly as other counties do, so take it with a grain of salt, but it's a good resource to have. I know Jacob will probably be able to pour more into the county input than I can right now on it. But again, it's a good resource. And if you're traveling out of state, every state pretty much has a 511 site. If you're traveling into Minnesota, just Google 511 Minnesota and you'll find it. And that falls true with every other state as well.
Hey, Pete, before we hit Jacob, let's talk about the relationship here. If people are confused, Pete Helmstead, Jacob Page, how do you guys know each other?
Well, Jacob worked in our office for a little while before he got the opportunity with Floyd County, so got to know Jacob pretty well.
Yep, I worked over in the Mason City DOT office with Pete and many others for just about 2 years.
So. Okay, so anybody who's confused about what's going on, that is the relationship, which is awesome. So
that must have been like an awesome atmosphere at that office. I would so love to work for you guys.
We've got good people. We've got very good people.
I was going to say the same thing. So,
good choice of words, both of you. Well, Pete, that'll wrap up the DOT portion of the interview. You're welcome to stick around if you want. We're going to ask Jacob a lot more questions, too. So maybe you might get some ideas. You never know.
You never know. I'm glad that I could be the opening act for the main event.
Well, stick around for the main event.
Oh, good deal. Thank you very much, Pete Helmstead, once again with the Iowa Department of Transportation. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Of course, Jacob Page is here, Floyd County engineer. Plenty of topics to go around. Are there any projects here locally, say, ongoing or about to wrap up or change at all?
So two projects that I had mentioned previously. We're going to be doing a bridge replacement project on Jersey Ave. We tore the bridge out, I believe, in May. That would have been about the last time I was here, I think. And that bridge is still out. We're waiting on getting the precast box from the contractor. It looks like that's not going to be here until the beginning of October, unfortunately. I tried to get us moved up onto a priority list with us actually having a bridge out, and it didn't seem to matter. The supply chain, I guess, issues are still there. And so it's looking like the beginning of October till we can get that culvert in. So that's going to be out for a little while longer yet. And then another project that we're doing a bridge replacement on is Red Ball Road, just south of the avenue. That bridge is still intact. We will be removing that towards the end of September, and we expect to get the box to replace it with in the beginning of October as well. And then a third project, we're going to be doing a railroad replacement project on T66 and Underwood, and we're planning on closing that on September 6th, and it should be closed from the 6th to the 9th is the plan. The detour for that project will be, if you're going south on Underwood, you'd turn west on 155th and then south on Shadow into Charles City, and then east back on Highway 18.
How do you keep up with this stuff?
And you had me lost at southwest, north.
And maybe I'm giving too much information.
No, that's great information.
Yeah, everybody else would know.
Kay is directionally challenged as it is. So now, talk about railroad construction projects. I mean, you have to work closely with the actual railroad, don't you? And they're not really fast to respond.
Not always. We're working with the railroad on it. It's more or less, it's more their project, and then we are going to be involved because we'll have to redo the approaches to the rail. So that's kind of how we get involved. So they kind of set the project up, and then we get involved with them, I guess, is kind of the way that works. So they've been pretty good to work with. This one's been in the works since before I was here. So I think maybe it started in the winter. It had been the winter of 21. So,
okay.
Yep. So it's been over a year already. So that's how long these take.
Yeah. Well, of course, back to school time is, less than a week away already for here in Charles City. Is there any construction that's going to have any impact on bus routes, per se, school bus?
Well, with having that bridge out on Jersey Ave, you know, that's going to make some bus routes change a little bit. That one everyone's kind of been aware of because it's been out all summer, unfortunately. And then when we do that 1 week for the rail project on T66 and Underwood, that'll cause some change in the bus routes, I believe. And when we do the Red Ball Road project, that shouldn't be out for more than a few days, maybe a week. And so I guess that will also affect the bus routes towards the end of September then.
Okay.
And how do you communicate with the school districts about this kind of thing? Making sure that all the bus drivers understand where they're supposed to go.
So what we do is there's an Iowa County Engineers Association, and they have a website that we're able to use with different online tools. And one of the tools is called road notifications. So when we are going to close a road or start a project, we can put it into that system. And then it has a map that it shows where all the projects are for, say, Floyd County. And then we can choose who we send a notification to out of that. So what we would normally do is we'd be sending it to the school district, the post office in that area, the fire department, the EMA in that area, and the sheriff's office.
I guess, yeah.
So there's a lot of people that have to know.
Well, sure. You know. The post office.
I didn't even think about that.
Postal delivery people. Jeez. It's a lot. Mm-hmm. It affects a lot.
Yep, and then try to, you know, get out some either news here where we're able to let locals know, or through, I guess, generally just through here word of mouth, mm-hmm. from our employees, our maintenance guys. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, of course, Ragbri was, that was a couple of weeks ago anyway now. That seems so
pushing
far away.
Month.
Yeah, pushing a month. Any issues during Ragbri here in Floyd County?
I didn't hear of any, so I'm hoping no news is good news. We did make sure we got out and tried to take care of the route, you know, a month or two before they were coming in, and really, really made sure we went through the route and thought it looked good and got our shoulders looking better in those areas. And I thought our maintenance guys did a nice job. And Tim Lobby, our road superintendent, I thought did a nice job looking over that route. So
it's all hands on deck during an event that. So yeah. Great job to the secondary roads department. Look great.
Anything else?
I guess the only thing that I have is we are looking for an assistant to the engineer in our office. We are accepting applications until September 9th. That'd be when I'll review them. If you have any experience in engineering or an engineering technical degree, that's kind of what we're looking for experience-wise. And if you'd be interested in joining a team that is trying to learn and trying to make Floyd County better, we'd be definitely interested in having you. So
there you go, Kay Winkleman.
Yeah.
You can operate a jackhammer.
North, south, east, west. No, thank you. I'll leave that to the experts. Hey, Pete, you still with us?
Unless he's on mute, he must just be listening, enjoying the conversation.
Well, I was going to say, how'd Jacob do? But I think he does great.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Say, Pete is the true professional at this. So.
No, he said it himself. That's you. That's you. You're the main event. So thank you very much, Jacob, for joining us. And I'm sure we'll talk to you here in a few weeks.
Alrighty, well, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for all you do. It is 8:23. We have your North Iowa weather coming up. Don't forget about birthdays later on this hour, 228-1000.